This is topic 12, where we discuss the second form of coach analysis, the coach observation schedule. It is possible to describe coaching behaviors by observing and categorizing what is displayed at practices. You have in front of you in the workbook a brief description of the coach observation schedule and an example of the analysis sheet upon which observations are recorded. On the following page is a categorization of the types of behaviors that attempts to indicate their value for coaching effectiveness. That effectiveness is called productivity. On the web page are the definitions of 7 behavior categories, and at the bottom of the page is the table, the same one that you have in your workbook, that illustrates the effectiveness and productivity level for each behavior category. This discussion will center around the potential effectiveness of the behaviors which are observed. A coach can do things which directly alter the way athletes train. For example, if a swimmer is observed by a coach, and as a result of that observation is told that body streamlining in the stroke could be improved by lowering the head in the water, it is very likely the individual will attempt to alter the position in order to improve. That coaching behavior is called giving feedback. It is the response to an observation and provides information about performance in a constructive and a generally positive manner. That type of coaching behavior is very productive because it results in the swimmer altering swimming form. Any behavior that results in an athlete altering the way they train or the way they perform their activities is generally a highly productive behavior. Other types of productive coaching behaviors are called rewarding, correcting, and prohibiting, the definitions of which are on the web page in front of you. The distinguishing feature of these coaching behaviors is they occur after and refer to a sport-related activity. It is desirable to have coaches directly affect the activities of athletes as much as possible at practice, that is, to perform as many highly productive coaching behaviors as possible. In the table at the bottom of the web page are the first 2 categories of behavior. Both of them are ranked with a high productivity level because they have the potential to alter behavior or to at least maintain behavior in athletes. When a coach asks athletes what they think they are doing, that is, the coach asks them a question about a directly related sporting activities, athletes usually respond. The coach will gain some information, but unless the coach follows up, there may be no behavior change in the athlete. There is the possibility that the athlete will gain an insight into what should be done by having to clearly conceptualize the activity that is described in the response. That insight could alter the athlete's behaviors, that is, the coach has stimulated the athlete to think and change a sport-related behavior. Similarly, when a coach tells an athlete what to do, explains a point of technique, or informs about the next step in a learning progression, it is possible the athlete will alter the behavior. These categories of coaching behavior, questioning, directing, explaining, and informing, do not always result in behavior changes, but have a moderate probability of stimulating an athlete to do so. Their distinguishing feature is that they occur before a targeted behavior. These behaviors are classified as being moderately productive and should be performed as much as possible when highly productive coaching behaviors are not possible or feasible. This completes part 1 of topic 12.